darkens day into the night. Who calls from the waters? Renews the world in the fall. Strives the height of creation. He is the Lord, the God of hosts by name. He formed the mountains and his thoughts to men.
Father, we bless your name this morning.
Amen.
Exalt you, we exalt you.
Amen.
We lift up that mighty name that is above all names.
Amen.
Praise God. As we open the word today, we pray for illumination from your presence.
Amen.
For in your light, there is light.
Yes.
Yes.
To you be all the glory.
Amen.
Praise God. When the Apostle John saw the Alpha and the Omega in the book of Revelation, he saw seven stars in the right hand of the Alpha and Omega. And in reality, the seven stars represent you and I. It represents our place at the right hand of God, seated above all principalities and powers.
Yeah.
So the Spirit has been sent here today to restore us. Restore us back to our place among the seven stars. So that we can once more twinkle. We can once more shout for joy. We can once more reign in the purity and the perfection in which we were generated from the foundation of the world. If you look out in the night, at times you see what they call falling stars.
Yes.
Yes.
These stars that drop.
Mm-hmm.
When you see these things are not just there for without a reason.
Okay.
You see, these things only explain to you how you have descended from your place in the light. You see, when the star falls, what happens? It
dissolves.
It dissolves, it quenches.
Yes, sir.
It goes into what? Darkness.
Of itself.
Yes, and it loses, you don't know where it is anymore, it's gone.
No.
That is the, when you see something, you know that it's the Spirit trying to educate you, teach you about yourself. Look around the whole of creation, it's the Spirit that is trying to communicate with you and teach you how to get back to your place in God.
Amen.
So when you see the falling star, you're always seeing how man descended, or how man descends from his heights in glory into the abyss, into the darkness that constitutes this world. This world that we see represents darkness. It is thick darkness. Thick darkness, where there is no knowledge, absolutely no knowledge. There is no work. There is nothing that is happening in dark, you know. It's just a chasing after shadows and things that are not. Praise God. So if you have problems here today, this message is for you. If you have any type of problem at all, it doesn't matter how, what the problem is. Recognize that this message is for you, because if you know from whence you have fallen, if you know who you truly are, you are saved. If you know, we're not just talking about literal knowing with the letters, with hearsay, no, but consciously knowing, consciously becoming aware of who you are saved. For Jesus Christ says that in that day you will know that you are in me, and I am in you, and I am in the Father.
Yes.
That means in that day you will know that your life is hidden God.
Yes.
See, and there is nothing that is imperfect, nothing that is corrupt, that has a part in God. See it? There is no sickness in God.
Yeah.
There is no debt in God. There is no poverty in God.
Yeah.
See it? There is no depression in God. It's victory upon victory and victory upon victory in God. And that is our life. So when we are awakening to this consciousness, you are saved. Nothing can take away your joy.
Amen.
Nothing can make you fear.
Amen.
If there's a slightest stress of fear in you, fear, you know what they call fear? Fear, shake. That is the thing that governs this world, fear. People are living in what? In fear. See it? Africa is a very typical example. We see people who get elected into office, and because of fear of tomorrow, you see what they do? They amass wealth unto themselves, thinking that they can kind of, you know, secure their future for the rest of their life. That is why they do these things. They don't intend to be wicked. They don't want to be wicked. They want to be good. But fear causes them to do things that they do. Fear drives a thief to go about stealing and go about murdering. Fear and lack of faith drives the poor lady on the street into prostitution. Fear causes the child that was innocent yesterday to become a chronic liar tomorrow. Fear creates a monster out of man. It's fear that makes people do, is what governs men, makes people do all the things they do. All the intrigues, is fear. Fear. See, some of you have brothers or relations who you discover they start to act strange later on in life. You see, go deep into their heart instead of condemning them. Recognize that it is fear operating in them. But like John the Apostle says, anybody that fears has not known God. He that fears is not perfected in the love of God. See, because once you know God, that I may know Him, once you know Him, and once you are consciously enveloped in Him, this thing they call fear is abolished. And when there is no fear, there is joy, there is peace, there is tranquil. When there is no fear, you can sleep upon, you know, in the boat like Jesus, and let the waves roar.
Yes, sir.
Let it roar as you want, but you are in perfect peace because you are encompassed in God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you see, when you see the star fall from heaven, it shows how man has fallen from that conscious knowledge, that sacred knowledge of his true light identity in God. He loses all awareness and becomes a creature that is alienated from God in his heart, in his mind. He thinks that God is there and is here. He thinks that he's a sinner, you know, and he must do something to get to God. See, and he's tormented day and night. And you see, once you have that kind of lack of faith or knowledge of who you are in God, things can't work out well. Even when they work out, you still try to patch them out.
Yes.
Patch these things along the way. See it? So God is teaching us how we can come back to rest. How we can get back into the original creation. How we can ascend back into the heavens and sit in our place among the stars of God.
Yes.
Ruling and reigning. Not being, you know, dominated by principalities and powers, but dominating principalities and powers. Not being ruled and dominated by men, mortals, but ruling and reigning and ruling over mortals. Praise God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ will always say, fear not.
Yeah.
That was always his word,
yes,
to the men. Fear not, O ye of little faith.
Yes, yes.
It shows the level to which man has fallen.
Yeah.
Fear not. Fear not. Fear is not in the vocabulary of Christ, of the Son of God. Praise God. So we are being raised up right now, raised up. And when you are being raised up, you become consciously aware that God is everywhere, is present. You see it? You are constantly encompassing that knowledge. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. In this knowledge, you can pull out your provisions from the Spirit. See it? In this knowledge, you can pull out your Rolls Royce, your Jaguar from the Spirit. In this knowledge, you can pull out your new clothes from the Spirit. You can pull out your house from the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the second consciousness of that we are being drawn into. Have you wondered, those angels that appeared in the days of old, do you think they appeared naked? Those angels that appeared in the days of old, or that normally appear, do they appear naked?
Mm-mm.
Where did they get their dresses from? Have you thought of that?
No.
They pull it out of the Spirit and for the occasion.
Yes.
They put it off for the occasion, and after which they leave it and they are off.
Huh.
It dissolves and they are off.
To become naked.
Yes, they are gone. They are, see, their spirit. The spirit doesn't have a physical body. Even Jesus, when he resurrected from the dead, where did that his clothes come from? Because you know he left the clothes in the grave. So where was the clothes that he was wearing come from? Did he go to steal in the market?
No.
No. People don't think about this thing. That is the power of God at work. See, when he resurrected and he called the disciples who were fishing, he called them out and told them, they came and they saw fish prepared by the fire with bread, and he told them to come and eat, little children. Where did he get the fish from? Did he go fishing?
No.
Where did he get the fire from? Did he go looking for matches to buy?
Or wood
to buy? No. He pulled this thing out of the Spirit by faith. Hallelujah. This is the dominion and power that God wants to restore to us. Hallelujah. When you walk in that dimension, you don't think of tomorrow. You just walk in that reality and live for the moment. Hallelujah. It's a sacred consciousness that we are getting to.
Yes.
Not all I've attained to, but I tell you, it is real, it's true. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is that place you enter into that you know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You, all things are what? Possible.
Yes, sir.
See, but we must get back our place among the stars. Hallelujah. Amen. Revelation chapter 2. This is a message to the church in Ephesus. You see? Now, when you hear the messages to the churches, it's the voice of the Spirit, and they are actually eternal messages, because the church of God is eternal. See, these messages we are hearing in the book of Revelation, there are seven trumpets, seven messages. They are actually messages that are good for to redeem us and to maintain us in the light. They redeem us and maintain us in the perfection and in the light in which we are generated. So you see, this, the voice of the Spirit is there throughout all eternity. The angels hear the voice of the Spirit. See, the brethren who have gone beyond hear the voice of the Spirit. Those of us who are here awakening today hear the voice of the Spirit. See it, and we must continuously listen and fellowship with that voice, otherwise we risk being shut out in the realm of outer darkness. Jesus Christ talked about outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know, people thought that outer darkness means somewhere in the sky, where there is hell or purgatory or whatever, where people are, you know, tormented, you know, in darkness, and you know, devils with forks and knives are choking them, and they scream that day and night with fire and all that. You know, all these are imaginations of men, but men don't realize that they are already what, in outer darkness. See, once you walk like the star that falls from the sky, the falling star, it dissolves and what enters into what, darkness, perpetual darkness, nothingness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are the ones who lose their first estate. The first estate is their state in Christ, their state in God. They lose their state in God and descend into the abyss called humanity. See, and what happens? They are chained. Book of Jude talks about it. Say that these angels who disobey, who transgress, are what, chained in dungeons, in pits. When you look at men today, you are looking at men who are chained, prisoners of corruption. See, prisoners of what? Corruption. They are chained. That's why they cannot, you know, actually do the things that please God. They cannot live a life that is worthy of the name of the Lord. they become slaves to corruption, and consequently slaves become lustful creatures, and consequently sinful creatures, and consequently when you have sin, there's what? Death. So all men are subject to death because they are slaves.
Yes.
Slaves to what? Corruption. Outer darkness. When you are slave to the elements of this world, this element that you touch and you see in this world, see it. When you walk in darkness, when you walk without the spiritual illumination that comes from the Spirit of God, you are in outer darkness. And this realm that you see and you feel, now I'm telling you, these are things we've seen. See, we had those experiences where you could walk through walls. As you could walk through a wall. I had one of these experiences sometime in the spirit where I passed the bank, and we were there laughing in the spirit when we saw the bank.
The bank?
Yes, because I could walk in, like I could walk through the wall of the bank to enter into the vault to take as much money as I wanted and walk out. You see, this thing that men hold and, you know, treasure as something important, they don't exist. It's just what? Vanity. See, I'm not saying you should just throw away anything you have. You do things according to the faith that you have. See, but the earlier you realize that your life, the true life, is the life in the spirit, the earlier you enter into your rest and your perfection. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the days you come when you awaken and discover that your life in the flesh never truly existed, it was only an illusion.
Amen.
That is the morning. When you awaken in the morning, when you awaken in the morning, you will discover that you are in the likeness of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The earth and the fullness belongs to God. But God does not come down to say, this is my property, this is mine. Mm-hmm. Everything is his. In likewise manner, everything is what? Yours and mine. Jesus Christ says, everything that the Father has is what?
Is mine.
Mm-hmm. And who is Jesus today? We are that body of Christ. We who are waking to the truth. Because we are the stars in his right hand. Hallelujah. He himself overcame and as is seated on the right hand of God. We're talking of Jesus as a man. The man Jesus, after the flesh, he himself overcame his humanity. He himself ascended and is seated among the stars. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's become the bright and morning star. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he has promised us a reward today, that if we overcome as he overcame, he gives us the morning star, which means that we inherit the attributes of the morning star. The morning star is actually the sun, and the sun is actually a star. The sun is a star, it's just that it's nearer. You see, it's much nearer. All those stars you see out there are much bigger than the sun. But the sun is the nearest star to this, you know, system here. That is why you see it so big. Praise God.
Mm.
That is you and I. The sun is you and I. When you are waking, you discover that you are light, pure light. There's no iniquity in you. There's no sin in you. You are perfect. You are light beings, immortal, incorruptible. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Immeasurable. Hallelujah. And you feel all in all when you awake. You discover that you are united with the eternal spirit. Praise God. This is the awakening that the Lord is bringing about today. Hallelujah. So he's saying that in the message to the Ephesians, he says that, I will skip the scriptures because I cannot read everything. This thing saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, see it, and walketh in the midst of the candlesticks. See it. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have something against you, because thou hast left thy first love. Now listen here, verse 3. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Repent. I will just stop here. Repent and remember from whence you are what? Falling. Where did you fall from? You fell in Adam. You fell from glory. Have you heard of Lucifer?
Mm-hmm.
Lucifer is the bright and morning star that fell from the heights in heaven. Lucifer, pride entered into him. And the Bible says that he was reduced to the dust.
Mm.
See, he was an angel that covenant, a glorious angel revealing the attributes of God, the majesty of God. That's Lucifer, angel of light. Lucifer means morning star. That represents Adam. That represents you and I, as we descended from the place of all power and all glory.
Pinnacle of glory.
Hallelujah. So you said descended, you fell. How have that fallen, oh Lucifer? You've fallen and you've fallen into the deep depths of the sea. How have that fallen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But thank God the Bible says that in Adam we all fell. In Adam we all died. But in Christ we all shall what? Be raised up and we all shall live again.
Amen.
That means we shall all realize this glory again.
Amen.
See, but the earlier you do it, the better. So that you forget the vanity and the pain and the anguish of soul that this world has to offer. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The earlier you, when you hear these messages, you don't just sit back. You strive to enter in. See, nobody should say anybody has grace more than the other person. That's a lie. Everybody is equal. Hallelujah. Some people are here before the others. Some people will enter before the others. See, but we all came out from that same one body, and we're all going back to that same one body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let us, you know, take the example of the butterfly. You know, when you see the example of the butterfly, when you see things like this, is the spirit speaking. They're not just there for nothing. When you go about seeing everything, you see, the other day we traveled, we were going on the highway, seeing trees, mountains, and all that. When you see these things, you are seeing the glory of God.
Yes, sir.
These things should cause you to see beyond the power behind them. There's a spirit that works, that maintains everything. But people are not aware of these things. People are carried away with the outer darkness of this world. If you see the butterfly passes three phases of evolution called the metamorphosis. It metamorphosizes from the worm-like state. A worm, when the butterfly hatches from the egg, it's like a worm. It crawls on the ground, its leaves, very ugly, very vulnerable, limited, weak. But the time comes when the butterfly stays still. It stays still. It attaches itself to what? A tree or a plant, and it remains still. Those people, when you are looking at the butterfly in that state, which is the pupa state, it as if the butterfly is dead. As if nothing is happening. And it just remains still in that position, inactive. But in reality, inwardly, something is happening. Inwardly, there is a formation. Something is happening from within. And suddenly, like a miracle, that cocoon, that pupa, burst open. And a new creature that is heavenly comes forth, that flies.
Butterfly.
A butterfly, beautiful with colors, flies in the heavenly comfort. That is the phase of evolution that every man must pass through. For we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. And the image of the heavenly is the Lord from heaven. It's written in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It is the Lord himself from heaven. That is the one, there's only one in the heavens, that is the Lord. Many members, one body, one spirit. Everybody thinking the same way, walking the same way, same purpose, same language. This is what Paul calls the unity of the faith. Unity can only found in the spirit, eh? No matter how much your wife pleases you on the earth, no matter how much your child pleases you on the earth, no matter how, you can never be one, but one and completing an agreement with another man. In the flesh, there will always be a disagreement.
Yes.
No matter how much the person pleases you or does good to you or whatever, there will always be points of disagreement. There will always be buts in between. You see it? But in the spirit, in that union, there's no but. We are one. There's only one, and that's God. He's all in all. So in that state where the butterfly is looked as if he's dead, while the butterfly attaches to the plant, in reality, it's a phase for remembrance. It's a phase for meditation. See, remember that the thing that will save you is within you already. The butterfly didn't go out to shop. The butterfly didn't go to India to get wings. The butterfly didn't go to a witch doctor to get wings. The butterfly had to come to the place where he realizes that the thing that will deliver him from that lowliness of the worm-like state of the dust is within him. And he stays there in silence. Who talks of meditation? Remembrance. Begin to remember from whence you are falling. Because in reality, the butterfly was never a worm. It was never a lover. A butterfly is a butterfly. But in a mistaken identity, in the face of his, or the hour of his darkness, he thought that it was a worm, where it was living limitless, where anybody can match on it. See, struggling for survival. Destructive creature, ugly creature. But after suffering and after the time comes when a man begins to remember, silence, in meditation, be still and know that I am God. Be still. Stillness, and begin to look inwardly and know divinity that is within you, the glory that is within you, the power that is within you. As you begin to look inwardly in meditation, remembering from whence you have fallen, from your heart in the spirit, remembering your true image in the likeness of God, what happens is that a new creature, which is actually within you already, emerges. That is the Christ in you. That is the celestial creature that Christ came to preach to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In that day of your liberation, you are free from the elements of this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the butterfly flies free in the heavens, less vulnerable. It sucks sweet juice from flowers. Talks of pleasures, rivers of pleasures. Hallelujah. That is a life, a realm where you enter into pleasures and enjoyment. Hallelujah. Where the darkness and the pain and the anguish of soul that we see in this world is no more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the dimension that is available now. All we need to do is remember. Hallelujah. Remember that we are not worms. We are not dust creatures. We are not mortals. But we are sons of God. For we proceeded from God. And we must go back to God. The butterfly proceeded out of a butterfly. And it must return back to that butterfly state. Hallelujah. Where you can fly once more in the heavens, in the spirit, ruling and reigning with Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So go back to our argument. It says that remember from whence you are fallen. Remember. See, we have to begin to remember and begin to walk, do our first works. What are your first works? It's your work in the spirit. Begin to walk and speak as God. Begin to act as God. No more act as a mortal, as a human being with a life of his own. Begin to be governed by the Spirit. Begin to speak by the Spirit. Begin to walk according to the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as you do these things in remembrance, in silence, you will discover your perfection. You discover your light attributes. You discover yourself seated once more, ruling and reigning as it was from the foundation of the world. The falling star will be losing from the pit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, Job talked about it. He said that God loses the stars. He loses the stars and he binds them. Hallelujah. Is he talking about the physical stars out there? No. He's talking about you and I. Job asks, where were you when the morning star shouted for joy? When God created the foundations of the earth? Where were you? Job couldn't answer, but today we can answer because we are among those morning stars. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
So I just ran up another message to the church in Sardis. Sardis is a message that calls for watchfulness. It's a message revealing watchfulness, how we should begin to once more be dependent on the seven spirits of God, which is present already. The seven spirits of God reveals the depths of God. See, just like the spirit of a man will reveal the things of a man, it will reveal everything about a man's world. It will reveal things about yourself. That's your spirit. The spirit of God will reveal everything about your spiritual self. See, it will reveal the things that are of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll just really fast. This is the fifth trumpet. There are seven trumpets. They represent the seven voices of the Spirit, which is actually one voice. They all are all intertwined. They are one. Like I said, this voice goes forth to lift us out of the dust, bring about remembrance, and by and lifting us out of the dust and maintaining us in the perfection, in the light throughout all eternity. Chapter 3 verse 1, and unto the church in Sardis write, this thing saith he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are about to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received. Now listen, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Praise God.
Amen.
Hold fast and repent. I jump to verse 5. He that overcomes, and that's he that obeys my word, that obeys this message, the same shall be clothed in what? In white raiment. That's a white garment. And I will not blot his name out of the book of life. And I will confess him before my Father and before his angels. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Praise God.
Amen.
Now he starts off here by saying that I am the one that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. Why did he mention these two together? Seven spirits of God and the seven stars. Because the seven stars live by the seven spirits. The seven stars are illumined by the seven spirits. The seven stars are maintained in glory by the seven spirits of God. The seven spirits of God is simply the intelligence, the spiritual wisdom that comes out of the depths of God. See, once we live by that wisdom, once we live by the knowledge that proceeds from the heart of God, which is actually pure spiritual knowledge, we are maintained in that place of all power and dominion. We rule and we reign. We are maintained in purity. You see it? Light garments. The white garments that the Bible talks about, white normally talks of light garments. It talks about our covering of perfection. It talks about our Christ consciousness. See it? We are covered in the glory of God. We are covered in the righteousness of Christ. See, before you can stand in among the seven stars, you must have that robe, that covering. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
See, but to discover ourselves there, to escape death, to escape the corruption of this world, we must keep in remembrance the things that we are hearing today. We must keep in remembrance what the Spirit is saying. Remember how you have heard and repent. What does it mean to repent? Of course, to repent is not saying that go to church before the altar and kneel down. It's not telling you to say, oh God, forgive me, I did this yesterday. No. Repent talks about repenting from the way you have lived, the ignorance you walked in as a man. Because that's a transgression. That's the sin against God. You know what it means for the glory of God to walk as a beast? Do you know you are the glory of God? Do you know it's a shame? When you see your glory being bastardized, don't you know that the Bible says that they, in Romans chapter 1, that they exchange the glory of God for the glory of beasts, for the image of beasts? That is what man has done. We are the glory of God. We are supposed to, you know, display the attributes of the invisible and incorruptible God, because we are created in his image and in his likeness. Seeing us is seeing God. Touching us is touching God. But when we do otherwise, we are taking the name of the Lord in vain. That means thou shalt not take the name of your Lord God in vain. When you walk as a man, as a mortal, in the lowliness, as in your beastly human, in your lustful nature, you are what? You are taking the glory of the Lord in vain, the name of the Lord in vain, because the name of the Lord is in you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Repent, repent, turn around and now begin to walk worthily as a son of God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that to those who overcome, to those who listen to this message and walk in the Spirit, they shall walk with me worthily as I appear. They shall walk by my side worthily, because they are worthy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I shall give them light garments, and their name shall be what? Written in the book of life.
Amen.
Which is, these are the people who are in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that when Christ, who is our life, appears, we appear with him. Because he's our life.
Yes.
We are him, he's us.
Yes.
See, when we walk worthily, what the people see in us is Christ, is the glory of God. They begin to see the true nature of God being manifested in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the only commandment that we need. We have too many worries in this world, man. I tell you the truth. The power of the Father is able to provide for everything that we ever need. The first thing first, every man should sit down and begin to remember. Remembrance, hallelujah. In silence, in peace, too much activity can't help you. Don't think that by going about to evangelize and shouting up and down, that those things will give you life. No. Don't think too much short activities and all these things can help you. What will help you is how much you can sit down in silence and begin to remember. Meditate on these things that you've heard. Meditate on spirituality, on Christ in you. Meditate on how this world is passing away, because people are not aware that this world is very temporal. Some things you see just one moment, they are gone. The next moment, you will never see it in that form again. They are there, but not in that form, because that form was only a shadow in the first place. Somebody dies today and somebody is crying and, you know, it's hot because you are not aware. You are not aware in the first place who he was. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not aware in the first place that he was a spiritual being in the first place. You are not aware. Hallelujah. Remembrance. Let us remember. When we remember, we can now become a blessing to each other. Eternal blessing. You know, you can bless somebody physically and naturally with no eternal benefit.
Yes, sir.
When the flesh is gone, nothing. See, but there's a blessing you can give somebody that blessing will remain forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some people I appear to, and the Lord used me to transmit this gospel, I'm in their heart forever.
Yes.
Throughout all eternity. That there was somebody in the body called Trevor that the Lord used to heal me. Just like we remember today Jesus, you see it, that was Christ used one body called Jesus years ago. And today everybody remembers that, they will remember Paul. And likewise, man, somebody that comes in contact with me and is saved through me, used as the Lord uses me, he remembers me eternally. Eternally. That is the gift you can give to any man. The first gift, that knowledge, that awakening in Christ. Amen.
Spirit, take
his thoughts.